Investment flash.
All right, folks, oil just ripped 10% in 3 days, and chip stocks can't make up their mind. The market is literally split in half this morning. Let's get into it.
Good morning. Welcome to Investment Flash, London edition, Thursday, June 4th. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Tom, you sound almost cheerful about a market that's tearing itself apart.
Hey, volatility is just opportunity with a scarier name, Marie. And Gerald, your buy call on the oil fund yesterday, how's that looking?
To be fair, I said buy the oil fund, not that I'd be doing cartwheels, but yeah, it's working. The peace talk hopes fizzling out is the story.
And U.S. crude oil jumping almost 10% in 3 days, that's genuine supply fear, not just headlines. The energy sector ETF is only up 3% on the week and still 8% below its high. That's a catch-up trade right there.
Hold on. Oil spikes based on peace talks collapsing can reverse just as fast if talks reignite. How much of this is durable?
Oh, mate, if US crude hangs above 100 and feeds into the consumer price index, the bond market's going to reprice rate cuts brutally. That's the story nobody's telling. Long duration treasuries are only 8% off their low, but it could get ugly.
That's the macro wild card.
100%.
Exactly.
Fair point, Gerald. But while it lasts, energy stocks have room. And speaking of chips, NVIDIA's taking AI from data centers to laptops, straight into Intel and AMD's turf. NVIDIA at 17 times forward price to earnings ratio, 9% off its high, making a laptop play that could extend its dominance. I mean, come on, this is a buying opportunity.
Tom, AMD is up 143% year to date and within 1% of its high. Intel is up 186%. How much chip rally is already baked in?
And Qualcomm, Apple, they're all on the sell list if NVIDIA wins the laptop war. It's crowded, Tom. Remember when you said semis were cooked in Q2? Now you're all in again.
That was different, buddy. But seriously, NVIDIA's forward price to earnings of 17 is cheap if the laptop expansion delivers. This isn't hype, it's a new revenue stream.
I'm going to push back here. The laptop chip market is already competitive. It's not a done deal. And with oil driving inflation fears, growth multiples might not hold.
Yeah, look, the Journal's Spencer Jackapp is calling for boring stocks to make a comeback. The Russell 1000 Value ETF is at an all-time high. But, as Marie said, no catalyst yet.
Value without a catalyst is just expensive safety, Gerald. The Dow dipped 1.1% last session, but it's still near highs. Where's the juice?
Calling a value rotation without a catalyst is like forecasting rain in a drought. You might be right eventually, but until then, you're just thirsty.
Fair enough.
The juice might be in Asia. Goldman Sachs calling for another 40% upside in Korea and Taiwan, markets that have already doubled this year. But foreign investors aren't buying it.
The South Korea ETF is 2% off its 52-week high, and the Taiwan ETF is 1% away. That Goldman call is aggressive, to say the least.
But the chip cycle is real, Gerald. If Goldman is right, there's still room. But the outflow data spooks me. It's a watch, not a buy.
And India is losing out. The India ETF is down 11% year to date. The AI investment is flowing to Korea and Taiwan, not Mumbai. That rotation is happening.
Crowded.
Exactly.
Nail on the head.
Now, Quantinuum's $1.68 billion IPO, that's a jolt for quantum computing. Honeywell's a major backer, and it dipped 5% last session. That might be an underappreciated entry.
The quantum sector ETF is just 1% off its all-time high, so the IPO momentum could lift the whole sector.
Tom, you've got NVIDIA laptops, quantum IPOs. Any minute now, you'll tell me stablecoins are the next big thing.
Huh. Actually, since you mention it, Stripe, Visa, MasterCard, and maybe Coinbase are backing a new stablecoin platform.
Of course they are.
Payment giants jumping in. That's mainstream adoption. Visa is 17% below its high, MasterCard 22% below. Undervalued.
Wait, Coinbase is 63% below its high, deeply oversold. If they're involved, that's a huge catalyst. But regulation remains the cloud.
I need to see the business model first. A stablecoin platform backed by big names sounds great, but how do they make money?
That's the Gerald of Investment Flash asking for a business model in a crypto story.
Somebody has to.
To be fair, Visa and MasterCard have real moats, even without crypto. So if stablecoins add even a little revenue, it's upside.
And that's why we're seeing these legacy payment names actually moving into crypto, not just talking about it. The stablecoin platform could be a real revenue stream, not a press release.
Show me the revenue, and I'll show you the multiple.
Deal. And on the crypto front, Citi says the real problem for Bitcoin isn't strategy selling, it's a dearth of new investors.
Citi's point is demand side. No new wallet growth means any bounce is fragile. The narrative has flipped from a single seller to a structural adoption issue. That's the most original take today.
Strategy Inc., that's the Bitcoin treasury company, down 72% from its high and another 7% last session. That's a leveraged Bitcoin bet that's gone very wrong.
And while we're on Asia, Alibaba's opening its Quen AI ecosystem to developers, taking on Tencent. The stock's down 18% year-to-date, 34% below its high, trading at 13.8 times forward earnings. Deep value.
That's interesting, but Alibaba's had false dawns before. The AI agent race in China is heating up, and regulatory risks linger. But at that multiple, it's worth a look.
Coupang's rocket now in Japan. 6 million downloads, 10,000 restaurants. That's a threat to Uber Eats. Coupang is down 30% year to date, 52% below its high. Could be oversold.
And Uber down 30% too, but facing a low price rival. That's pressure. I'd rather be in Coupang if they gain traction.
On the policy side, the EU's allowing budget leeway for energy crisis aid, but with a green string attached, curbing fossil fuel consumption. Clean energy ETFs, like the Global Clean Energy ETF and the Solar ETF, have rallied 35% year-to-date, but slipped last session. The policy could accelerate renewables.
The Global Clean Energy ETF is 3% off its high. The Solar ETF is 7% off. Not bad entry points if the green push is real.
But green energy has been a trade of hope before. Is this time different?
Yes, because it's tied to fiscal relief. Countries get budget flexibility only if they cut fossil fuel use. That's a carrot and a stick.
Vietnam's inflation highest since January 2020. Trade deficit widening. The Vietnam ETF is down 5.7% year to date. Not a buy.
Rising energy prices hitting Vietnam hard. No argument there.
And it's not just Vietnam. Rising oil prices squeeze emerging markets across Asia.
Right, that's the macro transmission. Energy spikes feed into inflation. Then central banks get hawkish. It's a headwind for a lot of the growth stories we love.
So the split deepens. Oil beneficiaries on one side, emerging markets and growth on the other.
And that's exactly today's picture. So the market is split. Oil ripping, chips diverging. Quantinuum's $1.68 billion IPO and NVIDIA's laptop push show risk appetite is alive, but the Asian chip trade is crowded, and the oil spike threatens the soft landing script.
The cleanest expression is to pair long energy. The energy sector ETF still 8% below its high, against a crowded short in long-duration assets. If oil sticks, the AI party gets expensive.
The counterargument, and it's a fair one, is that oil's jump is temporary, and tech earnings season will justify these multiples. If peace talks rekindle, crude could drop as fast as it rose, and the AI narrative would quickly reclaim center stage. NVIDIA at 17 times forward is actually cheap if the laptop expansion delivers, and AMD's 143% surge reflects real chip cycle earnings, not just hype.
But no one's talking about the dollar's reaction to oil-driven inflation. If West Texas Intermediate hangs above 100 and feeds through to the consumer price index, the bond market could reprice the rate cut timeline brutally. That would be the real regime change. Not a sector rotation, but a duration unwind that hits everything from crypto to growth stocks. Nobody's writing that story yet.
And nobody's writing that story yet. Gerald, your bond market doom loop is back.
Always lurking, Tom. All right. As always, none of this is investment advice. We're just talking through the signals.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back later today for the New York edition at 9 a.m. New York time. See you then.